The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Quick segment, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. As we head down the end of the week, obviously everybody should know now that the lineup changed. Obviously, the early break is going 3 hours, and then we got the drive. Then we got Adam Carriker, and then we got the captain. Mm-hmm. Then we got On the Block. Then we got Old School. Then we got Ticket Weeknights.
Three man on the block, Jay.
Yeah,
welcome to the crew.
Three man weave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take care of, and you know, y'all ain't free. Like I'll be around.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I'll be around.
Yeah, we got the pinch hitter coming in.
Right. I'll be around. Well, like, I'm just gonna rotate from show to show, bounce around. You know, just make sure we're staying the standard.
Yeah. I mean, which, you know, it provides some flexibility and allows guys to take care of some personal stuff they need to, but then also keeps the train moving in the right way. So, you know, look, man, I think it's always good to have some innovation and in thought process behind it. Plus, when you have like a good team, and by no means, you know, obviously this is, you know, what you make it. It's not obviously you're not working 80 hours and stuff like that, but you're also trying to put in. Like, I'm talking about on the air.
Yeah.
But you so far. But I think it's also good when you have guys that are able to be flexible and have enough time to pitch in when needed. So, look forward to that. Obviously, going to be a little bit of a change. But then, like anything, going into Super Bowl week, I think it's beneficial, too, because I think there will be a lot of ears listening to us with the Chiefs. Obviously, about to try to three-peat. And the Eagles trying to get the first one with Jalen Hurts.
You revving up the hate? Starting when?
For the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
There's always hate for the Chiefs, but I appreciate how great they are. I wouldn't be surprised if they win their third in a row. I will say Tom Brady still. I think the Chiefs' run during this decade is special. Probably is maybe the best decade, but the Patriots had 20 years of dominance.
TP, I think I know the answer. Rooting for the division or against the division?
I'm rooting for the cheerleaders. Rooting for the cheerleaders, I need for them to have an exceptional performance. I need them to be strong. I need for them to be on point, effective, carry out the game plan. They've done their study, make sure the nutrition and rest is right. Yeah, I need for them to elevate the crowd, all that.
Do you guys like New Orleans as a Super Bowl city?
Yes.
No, because they beat the Colts once, so they don't deserve to host.
Yes.
I like
because you can walk. You can.
I like it. I think obviously the tragedy that happened. I think it puts a little damper on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think Vegas was so
amazing.
So amazing.
I think New Orleans would be better than Vegas because Vegas you can't walk anywhere.
In Vegas. And you can't and Uber or anything. You're
gonna wait. It's triple cost.
Yeah.
What's the best Super Bowl city?
Phoenix,
because they appreciate it, so they go all the way out,
and it's spread out, so you're not kind of gridlocked,
right?
Houston
was exceptional,
phenomenal.
Houston was exceptional. Dallas is actually really good, except for the weather's always terrible when it's in Dallas.
Well, they got the sun shining in through the window.
So. Atlanta, it's been snow. The last two have been snowstorms.
Yeah, Atlanta's pretty good.
Dang,
too.
Dallas.
Atlanta's pretty good. Atlanta's pretty good.
Unless you're talking, you know, Ray Lewis. But other than that, like, it was, you know, there's stuff going on.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miami, Tampa, those are all.
I think they've all been good.
Just don't send it back to the Northeast ever again.
Yeah. What is the furthest north you would send the Super Bowl?
No, they sent it to Minneapolis. It was brutal
for that one. It was cold.
It was brutal. That was brutal.
The great thing, the infrastructure, you didn't have to go outside, but it's still cold.
It was brutal. Oh my goodness. There's no tailgate. Like, listen, man, it was terrible. I have to fully say sorry about that. San Diego is really good.
You think LA will get one?
Yeah, LA's back in the party, or at least so next year's in San Francisco.
Yeah, with the new stadium,
Santa Clara, which is the worst as far as traffic getting in. Yeah,
that's not going to be fun. LA won't be good either.
Yeah, I just think that New Orleans, because you could be in the main of New Orleans, enjoy everything, and then walk to the stadium and walk back. Yeah. There's not a lot of places where that's true.
And the food is great, too.
So it is Santa Clara next year, like you guys were saying, Los Angeles in 27, and then back to Atlanta in 28.
Yeah, and Atlanta, one, the new stadium is spectacular. Yeah. There's always tons to do. Traffic is always terrible in Atlanta. It's terrible without the Super Bowl. So with the Super Bowl, it's just brutal. And as a matter of fact, the last two were snowing, you had to sleep. You had to sleep, and it was terrible. There were people on the side of the road. Atlanta people don't know how to drive, and the weather's bad. Yeah. So, hey, how about that? I would say this. Miami does well.
Yeah.
Miami does well.
But I also think with Miami, it's just like a regular weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Miami have, like, F1 Miami, they have huge events all the time.
Well, but that was the Vegas thing, that there was so much other stuff going on. I mean, I had Supernovas volleyball, I had UFC,
there was WWF,
WWE, plus all the other plays and acts that were going on. Yeah. It was a zoo, it was chaos,
but it wasn't congested, it was impeccable.
Well, I mean, LA's Vegas is prepared for that,
yeah. That's why I say
it's prepared for that. Again, we were invited to New Orleans, then disinvited, and then we were invited back. And I was just like, no.
You know why we got disinvited, though, right?
Why? Well, maybe why.
Because of Jake.
Probably.
No, there's no problem.
I mean,
Jake was there firsthand.
I got the email that said, how dare you bring this dude that's 6 foot, 145 pounds, and ate as much for three people?
Yeah.
You exceeded your food minimum three times.
Yeah. And
it was going strong. He was gaining momentum.
And Jake was like the kid, the uncool kid around all the cool kids for the first time.
Well, the Dolphins aren't used to being in the Super Bowl, so you can't blame him.
Well, he would just see celebrities and just
Jake stared at LaDainian Thomas.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a little.
So I had to go break the ice.
Yeah, the Dolphins, any Dolphin that walked through there, Jake was...
Oh, Dan Marino. Jake got him out of the seat, ran down Media Row.
6 years old.
Jay, there's Dan Marino.
Toby, he was more excited than I was. Anyway.
Just the same pitch.
Well, there's a reason for that.
The very voice pitch you just used. That's what Jake Sorensen sounded like.
That's right, man. We love you, Jake, though, man. Anyway, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, Old School, signing off one more time. We'll holler at you next week.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.